Okay, we're in the middle of drasha number one of the Parashas Drachim. This is part three. So here he brings the Mizrahi. He is Ma'arich on the Mizrahi, but asks a lot of questions on him. We're just going to summarize. So the Mizrahi is in Parashas Kedoshim. It says over there by the Arayas, it says, Isha asher yikach es achoso chesed. If someone who marries his sister, it's considered chesed. So Rashi there says, what's the chesed? It refers to that the world was built from chesed because Cain married his sister, and all of humanity comes from that. From a brother marrying a sister, so the world is based on chesed, because you're not allowed to marry your sister. So the Mizrahi is that doesn't understand this, because if so, if that's bad, how is, and everyone, you know, from the beginning of time it was bad, how was Yaakov allowed to marry two sisters? And how were the Shvatim allowed to marry their sisters? Because according to the Medrash, the Shvatim were born with twins, and they married them. They married their sisters, so how was that allowed to happen? And the Mizrahi says, and if you're going to tell me Yaakov was allowed to marry their sisters because he was Megayer them, because they converted to become Jewish, and Gerush and Isgar Kikut and Shanola dummy, so that would make it, should have been make it, that it's wonderful, Mutal Chachila. But it says that, there's a Medrash that says that Yaakov, says that he can't bench in the future when Mashiach comes. They're going to ask the different people to bench, and Yaakov's going to say, I can't bench because I married two sisters. So, you see, it was not allowed, or whatever, there was an issue with that. And if, the answer is Gershon is Gary Kanchanola dummy, then it should have been Mato Lachachila. However, he's happy with the Ramban, because according to the Ramban, that the Avos only kept the Torah in Eretz Yisrael, so then it's okay, because Yaakov was not married to them in Eretz Yisrael, and the Shvatim, even though they had been in Eretz Yisrael, but it was only Derech Arai, because they were really, Golos was, by the time they got married, Golos was Nigzer on them, so they were only temporarily in Israel. So he's happy with that. But Cain, who lived in Eretz Israel completely, so for him it was a problem. Okay, that's the Mizrahi. So the Parashat Drachim has a million questions on this Mizrahi. One of them is, what does one have to do with the other? He says that Cain was not allowed to marry his sister. That was a negative thing, that's why it's called Chesed. And therefore, how could Yaakov marry two sisters? Parashat Drachim says, what does one have to do with the other? Marrying sisters is different than marrying two sisters. Marrying your sister is not the same as marrying two sisters who you're not related to. One could be Mutter and one could be Usser. They don't have anything to do with each other. Right? Ben Noach, Pashtus, is allowed to marry sisters, that he's not related to, but cannot marry his own sister. Furthermore, even those who say that the Arayas do apply to a Ben Noach, the Arayas of Jew apply to a Ben Noach as well. That's only by if they're married from, if they're your relative from father and mother. But people who are, let's say, a sister or a sister-in-law, whatever it is, only through the father, then there is no Arayas. There's no Arayas through the father, if it's only through the father, because again, we're never sure who the father is. So that's not a issue. So if so, how does he know that these weren't all relatives only through the father? In other words, maybe the Shvatim married the sisters from other mothers, if they had a din of a Ben Noach. Maybe they married sisters from other Shvatim. From other mothers, in other words. So they were only related through the father. If they had a din of Ben Noach, that's not a problem. And maybe Rachel and Leah were only Minhav, related sisters Minhav. Furthermore, saying that it, if the whole, we know that he's already said that the Mizrahi holds that they were only, that they're really a Ben Noach, they weren't really Jews. So then, saying that it only applies, and certainly Cain had a din of Ben Noach. So saying that the Avos only kept the Torah in Israel, what does that have to do with anything? If it's an Erva for a Ben Noach, then Eretz Yisrael has nothing to do with a Ben Noach. If it's Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach, leaving Eretz Yisrael is not an answer. If you're not allowed to marry sisters, because Cain wasn't allowed to marry sisters, so then leaving Eretz Yisrael is irrelevant. Shev mitzvah b'nei Noach have nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael or not Eretz Yisrael. Furthermore, again, the Mizrahi holds that they have a din of Ben Noach Baker, he said many times, and that they were only keeping, they were in like Yisrael Lechomer, but not Lekula. So then you can't be Megayer them, that doesn't help. It's not a real Geirus. If you, like the Mizrahi holds, they really had a din of a Ben Noach, all the Avos, so then saying I was Megayer them, now I can marry sisters, well, if that's a problem, then being Megayer them doesn't mean anything, because it's not a real Geirus. You know, you're not really a din of a Yid. So how would that help saying he was Megayer them? Anyway, Bekitzer, he's got a lot of questions on him, and he leaves the whole thing short. Okay, now you move on to the next idea that he says through this. He wants to explain a pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Chav Tes, pasuk Chav Beis, and Chav Gimel. It says there, L'chein ko'amar Hashem al Beis Yaakov, Hashem says to Beis Yaakov, Asher Podas Avram, who was Poda Avram. He says to Beis Yaakov, who was Poda Avram, L'ata Yevash Yaakov, now Yaakov will not be embarrassed, L'ata Panav Yechavaro, and he won't be, his fate won't be whitened in embarrassment. Kibiroso Yeladav Ma'isi Yadai Bekirbo, Yakdishu Shmi, when you see his kids, that they're Tzadikim, then they're Makdish my name, Yakdishu Eskadosh Yaakov, Vesel Kesel Yaritu, and they will be Makdish, Hashem. Okay, so the question here is, what's this Padas Avram? What is Yaakov's, how will Yaakov not be embarrassed by his sons? Now Yaakov will not be embarrassed because his sons are tzaddikim. What does this all mean? Okay, so to answer this, one word of Hakdama, which is something else from the Maharash Yafa. The Maharash Yafa, I guess, somewhere else, how is it that the Avos were allowed to marry two sisters, or how did Yaakov marry two sisters? And he gives two answers to Maharash Yafa. One is this answer that he was Megayer them, and said, Gershon is Garak Yikon Shinola Dami, and that he's answered many other times. He also gives another answer that Alpi Hadibur. He did it Alpi Hadibur, which is famous from Chaim Volozhiner, says his answers similar to that kind of idea, that he knew Hashem wanted him to do it, even though it should have been Aser when the Torah was given. But Konam Matan Torah, you could do things al piyad dibur. Anyway, Yaakov did it al piyad dibur. Those are the two answers that Maharash Yafa offers. And the Pashas Drachim says the same thing he said before, that if you hold that the Jews had a din of Jews, a status of Jews fully, so then it makes sense to say Gershon Skarikakat and Shinola Dami, like that first answer. If they were really Jews, then to become a Jew, you had to be Megayer. Okay, so then it makes sense to say Gershon Skarikakat and Shinola Dami. However, if they really had a status of a Ben Noach, so then you could not say Gershon is Gair Kakat Shinola Dami, because there's no real Gairus. They stayed Ben Noach no matter what. So the only other answer would be to say it was Alpia Dibur. Okay, so based on that, now he wants to give an answer to explain this. So how do we know who's right? Did the Jews, like he said before, we've made this Machlokas already a million times, did the Jews have a status of Jews, Kodem Matan Torah, or not? So one way to know if they had a status of Ben Noach or not is if Avram was saved from the Kibshan Aish. What do we mean? We know Avram was told by Nimrod, do you believe in God? If you say, yeah, you know, if you're the one who destroys the, if you're with the Avodah Zarah, Kru Hashem, Nimrod would save him. But if he was going to say he was with Hashem and doesn't believe in Avodah Zarah, so Avram was going to get thrown in the fire. Avram decides, I will get thrown in the fire and not worship Avodah Zarah and say Hashem is true. Hashem made an ace and saved him. Okay, so now let's talk about here. What is the halacha if someone asks a yid to worship Avodah Zarah or be thrown in a fire? What's the correct answer? You have to be thrown in a fire. It's Yiharik Val Yavar. Why? Because it's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. And therefore, a person is not allowed to violate one of those Gimel Chamuros. Okay. Now, a Ben Noach does not have the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. So if a Ben Noach doesn't have mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, so then they shouldn't be throwing themselves in the fire. And Avram jumped in the fire. Now what happens if something is not Yiharik Val Yavar? Let's say it's something that's not, a guy says, I don't know what, eat tray for I'll blow your brains out. So that's not Yiharik Val Yavar. So if a person decides, I want to die for it anyway, so that's a machlokas, what the halacha is, if you're allowed to opt in and say, I want to give up my life anyway. But the Rambam holds anyway, that you're not allowed to give up your life. And if somebody gives up their life for a mitzvah that's not Yehurek Vayavar, it's considered like committing suicide, and it's usher, according to the Rambam. So if you assume like that, so then if Avram threw himself into the Kivshan Aish, so that means he was doing the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, but that only helps if he has the status of a yid. Because a Ben Noach does not have the status, if someone is a Ben Noach and they don't have the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, then they are not allowed to opt in and say, okay, I'm going to kill myself anyway. Because that's, according to the Rambam, at least, Chol Basman, it's like murdering themselves, and they're not allowed to do that. And if you're not allowed to do that, we would not expect Hashem to save them because they did an Avera. Hashem's certainly not going to make an ace to save such a person if they're doing an Avera. The fact that Hashem saved Avram from the Kibshan Eish tells you that he must have had a din of Yisrael. However, there is another medrash in Bereishis Rabbah that says, it's in Bereishis Rabbah Parashas Samach Gimel, it says in the name of Yishmael Bar Yitzchak, that Avram lo nitzel mekibshan eish alo b'schuso shel Yaakov. Avram was only saved from the kibshan eish because of the chus of Yaakov. So because of that, the Pasuk says, Lachen ko amar Hashem el Beis Yaakov asher padas Avraham. It says Hashem said to Beis Yaakov, this is the Pasuk he's trying to explain, this Pasuk says, Hashem said to Beis Yaakov asher padas Avram, that Yaakov padas Avram, it was only b'schus Yaakov that Avram was saved for the kibshan eish. That would sound like Avram did not have a din of a yet, he had a din of a ben Noach. And he shouldn't have been saved. And he was only saved because of the schos of Yaakov that would come later. Okay, so this is all, could be fine. It could be that really Avram was not right. And they really had a din of a ben Noach. And therefore he had to be saved in the honor of, in the schos of Yaakov. And then we have a problem. Because, like we said, if they were all really to have a din of a ben Noach, so we just said that the only reason Yaakov was able to marry sisters was because he was Megayer them. Uh-huh. Okay. So, if they really had a din of ben Noach, he shouldn't have been able to marry sisters. Right? Because he wasn't Megayer them. So, the whole Geras didn't make any sense. So again, this is all you gotta hold the cup over here. If you're saying that they had a din of a ben Noach, and Avram really should have died in the Kibshan Eish, because he had a din of a ben Noach, and he shouldn't have jumped into the Kibshan Eish, and therefore he had to be saved because Yaakov, so how was Yaakov able to marry two sisters? And he points out, the Gemara in Kedushin tells us, so the way to know is, because the Gemara in Kedushin tells us, that if someone marries an Isha She'ena Hoganis, though, they'll have Banim She'ena Mehuganim. If someone marries someone they're not allowed to marry, so then their kids will not be good kids. That's a segula from the Gemara in Kedushin. So, one way to know whether Yaakov was allowed to marry the sisters, if what he did was okay, is how the kids turn out. Because if it was an Isha She'ena Hoganis, though, so then the kids would turn out rotten. And the opposite, if the kids turn out great, so then it's probably that his marriage was okay. So now we can understand when the Pasuk says, Chen Komar Hashem, El Beis Yaakov, Hashem says to the Beis Yaakov, Asher Padas Avram, that he's the one who saved Avram. Lo Ata Yevash Yaakov. Uh-oh, Yaakov might be embarrassed, because if he had to save Avram, that means he had a den of Benoach, he shouldn't have been married to two sisters. But his face will not turn white. Why? When you see his kids, then it's okay. When he sees his kids turned out good, then he won't be embarrassed anymore. Everyone will understand that they really had a din of a yid. But if you're going to say that Yaakov had to save Avram, in which case they didn't have a din of a yid, you'd have to answer that it was P al pi adibur. So I didn't say maybe exactly perfectly, but again, if we're going to say that Yaakov is the one who saved Avram, that means that according to that medrash, they didn't have a din of Yehudim, and it was only because Yaakov that Avram was saved. So then, the fact that his kid turned out right shows that what Yaakov did was somehow okay, and the way it was okay, because it was al pi adibur. With this, we can understand a fascinating medrash, that it says in Rus that when Boaz went to go marry Rus, right, so Ploni Almoni didn't want to marry her, and Chazal tell us because he said, La'ucha ligol penashris es nachlosi, I'm afraid I'm going to ruin my nachla, meaning my kids, because there was a shayla over there. Rus was from Moab, and we know today that there's a drasha of Moavi v'lo Moavis, that there's no problem marrying a Moavite woman who converted. But in those days it was not pasha, not everybody agreed to that, Doeg did not agree to it, and others had questions on it. So he was afraid that they were gonna, it was gonna be a problem for him, so that's why, Ploni Almoni didn't want to marry Rus. So, Boaz said he would do it, cause he said it's correct, the drasha of Moavi lo Moavis. And then Chazal tell us that, the Zakenim, they gave him a bracha that says, Yitian Hashem, I think that's the pasuk, Yitian Hashem es ha'isha ha'bala beischa, that's the Pasuk says that. So what they want with that, that your children should be Karacha Valeya. So that's the answer. Like we just said before, Because if you're not sure if a person had a legal marriage, so then one way to know is the kids. Because if a person marries a isha shena hogenas lo, it's a segula, the kids won't come out good. So he said that that's why the 10 people were saying Hashem should make your children like Rachel and Leah. What does that mean, like Rachel and Leah? Not like that Rachel and Leah, the tzaddikim Rachel and Leah, or it's kanios, not just that they were holy. Like Rachel and Leah, meaning just like it was proof that Rachel and Leah, their marriage, even though they were two sisters to Yaakov, their marriage was considered good and fine, because look at the kids, they all turned out good. It must be in as an Isha Hogenaslo. So you too, your kids should be good, so it'll prove that you're married to an Isha Hogenaslo. Okay, we'll stop here.